I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast.
Hey, everybody. Lee here, and I want to talk to you all about pricing. So this week, I've actually got a bunch of things. So I've got a lot of questions coming in about pricing. How should I price my work, especially with everything that's going on right now in the economy? Should I reduce pricing? Should I postpone pricing? Should I set up pricing plans? There's so many things about pricing that have been coming to me that I thought it would be a good idea to kind of just jump in here and talk to everybody all at once about some thoughts about pricing and how to figure out how much to charge for your work. And because of the wealth of information, the number of questions that have been coming in, I'm probably gonna need to break this up into a couple of different sessions. So I wanted to go through at least 10 different questions to kind of ask yourself with regard to your own pricing, like how to price your work. And the five of them that we're going to consider today are in the context of your mindset for your work. And then maybe next session, what we'll do is we'll think about, well, what about your client's mindset? Like what framework are they bringing into the equation that might impact your pricing? So so that's kind of the roadmap for maybe the next session or two. But the overall point is, how are you figuring out what to charge? Like, how do you know what a good price is, and how do you make sure that it's a good value? How do you communicate that value to your clients? Pricing is just such a big deal. So let's jump into five questions to kind of think through on your own before you meet with your clients, before you do anything, just to kind of get a general sense of, how is my pricing going and is this really going to work? And the first question to ask yourself is, are you competing? Like, who are you competing against? Like what do other people charge that do similar things to what you're doing? And like, for example, like I'll talk to some people who think that they're trying to kind of win clients off of Wix and off of Squarespace and, you know, these other automated systems, or they're trying to say, hey, I'm a better solution than going on Fiverr or on Upwork or something like that. And so it's kind of like the next best alternative at that point is sort of like those other platforms. And so if you're competing against those other platforms, that does has implications into your pricing. So like, for example, if somebody goes on to Fiverr and they say, okay, I can get a website for $500, or they go into Upwork for, you know, $1,000, you know, $1,000 and less is usually what people tend to think on those platforms. If that's kind of the mindset of the clients that you're attracting or that you're getting or talking to, and then you say my websites are $10,000, where you're like, you know, 10 or 20 times more expensive than what they're thinking, that impacts the relationship, right? Because like, if your client thinks that when they talk to you that they're kind of in the mix for around $1,000, and then you drop a $10,000 price tag onto things, it's not likely for that to be a very successful conversation, because you're just priced right out of the market. It's too much. It's just beyond. It's like you think you're shopping for a Matchbox car and somebody sells you a Toyota Tundra or something. It's like it was dramatically more expensive. It's not even what you're looking for, right? So that has an impact on your pricing. So who are you competing against? Who do you feel like your competitors are? And I'm saying that in a unique way. Like, I'm not saying price your services based on what the competitors are. Like, I don't, like, one of the things that's so frustrating to me, and I see this all the time, and in fact, I saw it yesterday. I read articles all the time about web design and WordPress and consulting and digital marketing and what people are charging and how to get clients. And I was reading through an article yesterday from an incredibly popular source, but that will remain unnamed because I'm not trying to rip on anybody. It's just really frustrating to me personally because I see so many people go down this route only to burn out. And the route is go onto these job boards, go onto Codeable or go onto Fiverr or Upwork or whatever, like all of these different job boards, go on there, and that's how you can get a good start with building up your web design business. The problem is, especially if you're competing against these like international job boards, like Fiverr and Upwork, it's like the price is really, really, really low. So what I'm trying to suggest with regard to looking at who you think you're competing against is not really so much how to set your prices to be competitive against the other alternatives, but to think of how are your clients seeing you? Do they see you as an alternative to these other cheaper platforms? And what implications does that have with regard to what they're thinking about what you should charge? So that's a big point, right? So I'm not saying go on to Fiverr, see what other people are charging, and then charge a little bit more because you're local, you offer better customer service, whatever. Like, I'm not saying do that. I'm saying think about what you're offering. What are you saying that you do? Do you say that you do similar things so much so that it's confusingly similar or almost exactly the same, that your clients are viewing you as someone who does that stuff? And therefore, if you're too expensive, then they will just kind of move on down the road to the next person who will do it for cheaper. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about like comparing yourself against the competition. Like, are you competing against Wix? Like, if you charge dramatically more than Wix, will people just say, well, I'll just go use a Wix website? You know, because a lot of people do. Like, I talk to people all day long, every day, who say, you know, people want me to build their website. I tell them what the price is. And then they say, you know what, I'll probably just build my own on some other platform. So that's thing number one. Like, who do you feel like you're competing against? Because that impacts your pricing, but not in the way that you think. It really impacts your marketing more than it impacts your pricing. Because if you feel like you're pulling clients who otherwise would be just as well suited on a cheaper solution, a dramatically cheaper solution, then that says something about your marketing. But it also impacts your pricing because, and the reason that I'm saying this is because a lot of times what people will say is I'm attracting clients who would perhaps be interested in a Squarespace website or building their own site or whatever, or they might be interested in a $500 project or something like that, but I'm planning to charge $5,000. So you can't win like that. So the next thing is, totally different question, are you front-loading the work that you have to do, but not front-loading the income you generate because of the work? And this is a different problem the first problem has to do more with you don't get the job at all. This problem that we're talking about right now, this question you need to ask yourself is, are you structuring your business against yourself, right? So like I talk to people all the time again who think, oh, wouldn't it be great if I just charged like $200 a month or something like that for websites? And that would mean I'd make like $1,200 over the year or something or whatever, you know, $2,400 over the year, just some kind of cheap expense per month. But once you add it up to however much you charge times 12, then it actually means something, right? So like if you were doing $200, that'd be $2,400. So that would be nice, like if I had a $2,400 website, but like 100% of the work goes into the first week or first month or whatever. And so if you're doing that, it's not, I mean, people have some success doing it, but my strong caution is you can't really sustain a business like that because you need more than $200 to stay afloat. And it'll probably be at least 6, if not 12 months down the road before you actually see the money come in from the work that you did, and how long can you sustain that? So this has to do more with two things. The main question here is, are you fighting against yourself? Like, are you setting your pricing in such a way that you have to do all the work, you're taking all the risk, and even if you get clients that say yes to that offer, it doesn't provide the income you need to actually do your best work. And that's ultimately the point. Like, if you feel like, I've got to rush because I have to onboard more clients so that hopefully 12 months down the road, I'll be okay. Hey, it's Heather. Hey, Heather. Good to see you. That 12 months down the road, it'll be okay. Then what ends up happening is right now when you're actually doing the work, you end up not doing your best work. Like you don't have the time and the resources to really put into the project what you need to do so that your clients get the outcomes that they're really counting on you for. And so sometimes your pricing works against you. So but you think, well, I have to do these lower prices because the barrier to entry into getting into a website or whatever is that upfront cost. If I could just defer that, then I'd get more clients. But what I've seen happen all the time is people do the deferring of payment. They do the stretch out thing. And then the client might cancel like 3 months into it or something like that. And then you've got a problem. It's like you just spent all this time doing all this work and you didn't get the money out of it. That's a problem. And then the biggest problem is you just don't have the time. Like your mindset is going to be, I have to do this as fast as possible so I can get to the next project. And when you do that, you're fighting against yourself. So don't let your pricing cause you to fight against yourself. So so that's the next thing. So here's the third question to ask yourself. Will your price point allow you to reach your income goals? So what if you say to yourself, I want to sell websites and I normally charge $1,000 or whatever, or what if it's even more? What if I normally charge $2,500, something like that. And then you think, okay, well, what do I want? What's my goal? Where do I want to be with my business? And then people will say, hey, it's Kevin. Good to see you, Kevin. And so I'll say, what do you like? How much money would your business need to generate for you in order for you to feel like you're winning at this? Like this is successful. And most people will say somewhere around $5,000 to $10,000 per month. Like if they could get to that point, then that's pretty good. And so then I think, okay, well, say you want to get to $10,000 per month and you're selling $2,500 websites. That's a website a week, right? That's a lot. And that's actually you build, launch, deploy, charge for, collect payment for a website per week in order to do 4 websites over the course of a month. So, and then that gets you your 10 grand. And then you have to do it every month. So every week of the year, you have to be building, launching, deploying a website, which means how many clients do you have to talk to? How many leads do you have to generate to be able to do that? So then you think, well, golly, you know, that's a lot of leads to generate and a lot of meetings to have and a lot of proposals to write. And, you know, building that lead flow is hard. And so then you think, well, how much time do I spend building that lead flow versus how much time do I spend doing the work? Because then if you think, okay, well, it's going to take me like half my time to generate the leads because you're going to be doing like SEO and you're probably run some ads somewhere or sponsor some events or travel and speak and give presentations and all this other stuff. And that's going to take a chunk of your time. And let's just assume it's all free. So we don't even talk about the ad spend or the budget for the marketing because, you know, obviously there's going to be some, but just let's just take it in terms of the time. Suppose you do half your time doing that and the other half your time building the sites. Well, now you only have an earning potential of 50% of your time because the other 50% of your time you're doing the lead generation. So you can't really win like that. Like there's just not enough time in the day because now you're telling yourself, I have to build a website every week and I only have 50% of my time to do it. So it's like, you can't do that. So this is kind of like we talked about before, like when you front load the work, but you don't front load the income. Well, when you do it this other way, you have this situation where you like still feel that need to rush. It's like, man, I only have 20 hours a week to build a website from start to finish. And I have to do one every single week because my other 20 hours is going to my lead generation. So now I've got to rush. I've got to do everything as fast as possible. I got to cut corners where I can. I just got to get it out there in order to be able to hit the goals that I have. And that obviously has a direct implication onto what you need to charge in order to hit the goals that you need for your business. So that's a big problem, right? So before you set your price, think about where do I want to be month to month with my business? And what does that mean in terms of what I need to charge to get there so that I have a reasonable amount of work that I can do? So that's the third question. The fourth question is, what's the cost of the next best alternative? So this is kind of like the first question, like who are the competitors? And that has some to do with this question here, but this is a little bit different. Here's the difference. So the next best alternative, this has to do more with position than it does with value. Like the first question where it says like, are you competing against automated services? Like can people kind of go to the next, the next cheaper alternative or whatever, like Wix or Squarespace or Weebly, kind of get something? Like if you're attracting people with that mindset, then and then your price is triple that or quadruple that or 10 times that, then you probably will lose all your leads. Like you can't convert people like that because you're just so far out of the price market. But this one is different. It's like, what's the cost of the next best alternative? Meaning that, what's your secret sauce? Like, what's so good about you? Like, how do you position yourself so that there really isn't a next best alternative? You see what I mean? It's like, that's the question you really need to answer. And one of the ways that I like to say it, like when I'm giving presentations, like publicly, like in a auditorium or something, which hasn't happened lately, but if I'm at a WordCamp or something like that, one of the things that I'll say is, you know, tell me what your secret sauce is. Like, what is it that makes you special? Why should I work with you instead of somebody else? And this is a question about positioning, whereas the first question we talked about was about value. And what I mean by positioning is, are you the expert? Are you an authority? Like, why work with you? And almost all the time, people who have the courage to raise their hands and talk about what their secret sauce is, they will always say something like, I really want the best for my clients. I can identify problems on their website that I can fix. I'm really responsive. I answer the phone all the time. We're in the same time zone. I'm not going to take advantage of people. Like, I see that they're already working with another company for SEO or something, and the other company's not doing anything, and I'm going to do something. And they kind of lay out this moral reason why working with them is better than working with other people. And that's true. Like, it is true that working with someone who's going to be kind to you and treat you fairly is a lot better than working with someone who's scamming you. But that's not secret sauce. That's ketchup. I say that's ketchup. That's everybody has that. Like, if you go to any of the web designers here, like if you go to you or if you go to Kevin, if you go to Heather, if you go to anybody else in this group, I think that like the reason you're in the group is because you want to offer value to your clients and you don't want to be scamming people and you want to be honest and you want to be forthcoming with what you're going to do and you want to be responsive and all these things. All of us, every one of us, we'll say that. We all have that same secret sauce. So that obviously isn't the secret sauce. So what makes you better? Like how can I position myself in a way that doesn't just blend into the noise? Like, how do I do something better than that? And so that's the question that I'm trying to emphasize here with this fourth question of what's the cost of the next best alternative? And what I mean by that is if they don't work with you, can they just go and get the same thing, maybe even for less, which, you know, from the guy next door, that kind of a thing? So Heather says, this is why I'm a one-stop shop. No need to go anywhere else. SEO, WordPress, social media, analytics, newsletters, graphic design, Google Suite. Yes, that's true. So that's really cool. So to be able to offer all of those services, that's even better than just trying to give the moral reason why I should work with you. But at the same time, I could do that too, right? Like Heather and I both know how to do SEO and WordPress and social media and graphics. So like if someone doesn't work with me, maybe Heather's the next best choice. Or if somebody doesn't want to work with Heather, maybe I'm the next best choice. Or maybe Kevin is. Maybe Kevin can do those things too. So what I'm kind of pointing out with this question is, how can you take that list of stuff that Heather just said she's really good at doing, and how can we assemble that into some system that would therefore be for a particular audience? That's basically the whole idea. So like, how can you make that come to life for someone? Because if I wanted, like, say I needed any of those things, say I needed social media management, I could go on Fiverr and get somebody to do social media management for me, right? It's like, I don't necessarily need Heather for that, even though Heather can probably do a lot better than just some random person on Fiverr, right? So one of the big things, like the purpose of this question is like, how can you position yourself so that you attract someone who wants you to do all that stuff? So Heather just listed like a half a dozen of things, maybe more, that she can do. And that's probably not even it. She can probably go beyond that, right? She can probably do email marketing and sales funnels and drip campaigns and landing pages and lead magnets. And she can probably do all that stuff. So the question is, how can you attract clients that want you to do all that stuff at the same time without having to just constantly be trying to upsell people with every single thing, like do a little thing, then do a little bit more, then do a little thing, and then do a little bit more. Because that the upsell walk up the value ladder is so stale and old and outdated, and it doesn't work. Here's why it doesn't work. It doesn't work for two reasons. The first reason is each individual service is cheap. So like when you attract clients that want those individual services, they're not thinking, oh, that's going to cost me 10 grand. They're thinking it might be 10 bucks an hour. You know, it's like, clients tend to think of them as being cheap services. So right off the bat, even if you did stack them, you don't really get to where you want. The other reason it doesn't work out is because that's what everybody does. It's like everybody's kind of in the process of upselling people all the time to all these other services. Clients kind of know that. They kind of expect that. They defend against that. And when they hire you, they are thinking, I just need, like, they might be, here's an example. Last week, I was working with a double stacker, and the situation was, oh, this guy just doesn't want to send out social media anymore. He's too busy to do social media management for himself. He wants to know if I want to do the social media management for him. What do I charge for that? And so if that's the situation, you can't charge a high ticket price. Like, again, we're in the group called Building High Value WordPress Sites. And it's not just limited to WordPress. It's digital marketing in general. But we specifically cater to WordPress consultants. But nevertheless, if the client is thinking, I need to offload this social media management stuff onto somebody, they're not thinking that they're going to be spending a high ticket price for that. In fact, they specifically want a low ticket price. They want it to be less value than if they had to spend their time doing it. Because they're thinking in their minds, I could be doing it, but I'm too busy. I don't want to do it. I need something that's less than the way that I value my own hourly rate, my own time. I need to outsource this to somebody else. And on top of it, I'm probably going to have to manage it anyway. So it's not a 100% outsourced thing. So I'm going to be involved a little bit. So it's going to have to be cheap in order for it to work out. So Heather says, yes, your system brings it all together. Online digital consulting. Thumbs up for that. So that's kind of the big picture for why, like, these individual services don't really get you to where you want to be. People tend to think they're cheap. People tend not to have an expectation of wanting to accept the upsells. You know, like they just think, I just need this one thing. So not only is it a cheap thing, but it's just one thing. It's not all the things at once. And then that comes down to this a great segue into this fifth question to ask yourself about your pricing, which is, where do you put the value? Like, where are you putting the value on working with you? Is it your services? Like, is it, you know, work with me because I'm an expert in all the services? Or is it the results that you can drive for your clients? Like, are you thinking, I really know how to get leads for an electrical company, or I really know how to get leads for real estate agents, like, and therefore the value is the leads, right? So when it comes to your pricing, if you can think of yourself as someone who can generate value for someone else's business, like if you can say, I know how to generate extra income for you by creating more leads, by doing the marketing, by doing the business development, you know, that sort of a thing. If you can figure all that out, you're not selling the websites anymore. If on the other hand, you're putting the value on your services, saying you should work with me because I'm good at all of these services, your price point's going to be limited to the value of the services, which is dramatically lower than the value of the results, because the services are now a commodity. And this is a fairly new thing, but it's continuing to get worse as time goes on and the services become more and more commoditized. So for example, was it last year, a couple years ago? I thought maybe I would hire someone to help me with social media marketing. And I just wanted somebody to post some stuff to Twitter and Facebook and stuff like that. And the problem is everyone that applied for the job, all of them were, and by the way, I wasn't like hiring people on full time. I just needed a little help. Like I just wanted a couple of posts a day or whatever. You don't have to do it all day long, every day of the week or whatever. Not that level of service. It was just like, hey, can somebody just kind of keep things active? I'm pretty busy. I do a lot of presentations. I do a lot of consulting. I do a lot of things. I'm very busy. Can someone please help with the social media stuff? And so, and all of them said yes, but none of them had a business strategy behind it. They just said, you tell me what you want me to say and I'll cue it up basically. And if I didn't tell them what I wanted them to say, then they would say stupid things that had nothing to do with anything. Like, tell me what you had for breakfast today or whatever. It had nothing to do with building websites, digital consulting, marketing, business development, pricing, nothing. It was worthless. It didn't generate leads, didn't do anything. And so the point though is that's the commodity. It's like anybody knows how to queue up Twitter stuff, like tweets or whatever. Anybody can queue up Facebook. It's not the technical service that drives the value. So if you find yourself trying to put the value on the fact that you can do this wide suite of technical services, then you're going to find yourself kind of stuck in low ticket pricing for a couple reasons. People don't expect to spend a lot of money on those commodity services, which is, you know, that's really usually the first and biggest problem. But the second problem is they don't usually buy all the services. They tend to buy one or two of the services, right? So they tend to say, man, I'm overwhelmed with trying to queue up all my social media posts. I need help with that. Can I find someone else to help? And then if I see that somebody does, then I'll say, okay, well, let me hire somebody just for that service. And then that's it. And then if the other person says to me, oh, well, in addition, I can really spice up your logo and your website's too slow, we should fix that. And, you know, all these, I would think as the business owner, I don't need any of that. What I really need is someone to just help me with the social media thing. This is what's taking all my time. This is where I need the help. You know, that's what I'm looking for. And so you've got these two problems. You're attracting clients with a low ticket, low budget kind of mindset, which means upselling them is excessively difficult, probably impossible, especially if you're going from like $500 to $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000. Like when I work with double stackers, we shoot for all projects to be in the five figures, right? We shoot for 10,000 and up projects. And so that's a lot more than $500, right? So if you're going to try to shift the price from 500 to 10 grand or up, then that's an issue. So in fact, hold on just a second. I'll be right back. So see this? This is the Double Stack five-figure family trophy. And as a symbol of the fact that we at Double Stack focus on winning these high ticket clients, this is the trophy that you get when you land a five figure client, and then you're in the Double Stack five figure family. And then if you want to, I'll interview you. We'll talk about your success and stick you on the website. And it's a lot of fun. And that's kind of the position that we want to be. So the reason I wanted to show the trophy is because I love the trophy and it's really fun. And I think about all the cool people in the five figure family. So that's fun. But on top of that, what we're talking about right now, which is if you're trying to shift your price into something that far and you're marketing based on your technical services, then people aren't really thinking they're going to spend 10 grand to get help managing their social media. Normally speaking, they're not thinking that. So low ticket clients, and also they are only thinking of one service. They're not really susceptible or open to infinite upsell of all the different things. So what you really want to be doing, if you want to raise your price, like if you want to start selling 10K projects or more, you got to do a couple of things. And one of them is shift, make sure that when you think through your pricing, you're setting your price based on the value of the results that you generate because of your work. And here's kind of the irony. In fact, I was just talking to a guy a few minutes ago. The irony, and we got a good laugh out of this. The irony is that if you attract clients who are looking for websites, you're probably attracting the wrong clients, even though you're a web designer. And it's ironic, it's funny, but people who think they're looking for a website are probably not your best leads. And the reason why is because they think they're just looking for the website. They're not looking for all the marketing, the business development, the consulting, and everything that goes into like growing a business online. They're just looking for the website. So when it comes to marketing, and maybe we'll even have other sessions more devoted specifically to marketing, but right now we're talking about pricing. And so when it comes to pricing, if you feel like your marketing is drawing in people who are looking for websites, you probably need to shift the marketing. And so, for example, say you knew how to like really help real estate agents get leads, and you went to that real estate agent and said, do you want help managing your social media? And then she says to you, I don't need any help managing my social media because I'm already doing it and it doesn't work, right? Like I'm already posting on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and everywhere and Facebook and all the different places, and I'm not getting any leads. It's exhausting. Why would I spend money to have you do it? It's not working for me. Why would I double down on something that doesn't work? I'm not looking for social media marketing. Or you might say, do you need a better website? And she said, I've already got a website. The real estate agent thing provides me a site. It doesn't get any traffic. You know, websites don't work for people like me. And so, you know, those are people that probably wouldn't be looking for your services. Whereas on the other hand, if you said, here's my secret sauce, this is how real estate agents get more listings, even if you're just getting started, and you feel like you've got the pattern for how to do all of that, now you're then you can go to the exact same person and say, hey, would you like to get more leads as a real estate agent? And then, of course, the answer is yes. And then your solution could potentially involve websites and social media and other things too. But the point is, you're not offering the other things, you're offering the leads. And so that's like, where are you putting the value? Like, on what is it? Is it just the raw services? Because if it is, you can't really charge a lot for that because there's really no confidence. It's just a commodity. It's like, what are you really getting? What's the value there? So obviously you want to be putting the value on the results. So when you put all of that stuff together, those are five solid questions to think through kind of on the context of your side of the fence as the consultant. Next time we get together, we'll talk about what are your clients thinking? Like, what's in their mind with regard to pricing, and how is your marketing impacting that? And, you know, we'll dive more deeply into that. But for today, here's just a quick summary of the five questions to go through. Are you competing against automated services, right? Or people like on Fiverr or Upwork or whatever? And thinking about that in terms of, if you are, then your clients are expecting your prices to be similar. Maybe a little more, but similar. So think about that. Or think, hey, am I competing against agencies? Am I competing against, you know, people that normally charge 50 grand for a site? And if so, then your pricing or the price expectations of your client are going to be more in line with that. And so that's a big difference. So think about, who are you competing against? You know, is it agencies? Is it Wix? Is it like, well, what, something in between? Like, who are you in the mix with? Because that's going to give you some insight into what your clients are kind of thinking they're going to be paying. So that's question number one. Question two is, are you front-loading the work but not front-loading the revenue or the income? And if you do, then you're fighting against yourself. You're going to be racing. You're going to have to, you know, take shortcuts and whatever just so that you can get to the next project. Because if you're charging like $200 a month for a site and it's costing you, in terms of your time and resources and everything, somewhere around $2,000, but you're not going to be hitting the $2,000 point until almost the end of the year, then you need more than that to keep going. So you may be pricing against yourself. So think about that. And then that kind of leads you into thinking, well, will your price point allow you to reach your income goals? So even if you were charging $2,400 per project, would that be enough to get you to, you know, the $5,000 or $10,000 per month that you really want, which would be somewhere between two and four projects per month, which would be somewhere around the vicinity of a project a week. It's like, can you generate that many leads? Can you do that much work? Is that a price point that will get you where you want? Or do we need to shift your pricing? Almost everybody I talk to understands you're going to have to shift your pricing. You can't make, you know, 80 grand, 100 grand a year selling $2,000 websites. It's just too much by yourself. You can do that if you have a larger agency and you really exercise your economies of scale and you've got like a whole big team doing things like that, and they just know how to cookie cutter these sites out or whatever. But that's not what we're doing. The whole point of this is high value sites that generate high value for you and high value for your clients. So think about that. Like, is when you set your pricing, even if you win, even if you're successful, does that cause you to put the money in the bank that you need? Does that cause you to be able to sustain your business? So there's that question. What's the cost of the next best alternatives in terms of positioning? So like, are you setting yourself up as an authority, or do you blend in as, you know, just another one of the commodities? And then the last question is, where are you putting your value? Is the value on your individual services? Like, do you consider yourself to be kind of like the one-stop shop that can do all the things, and whatever service you need, come to me? Because if you can, then really the only way to up your value with that structure is add more services that you can do and just hope you get more clients. And, you know, just do the best you can. But the individual services are cheap. Generally speaking, they're becoming more and more of a commodity. The clients you attract with those kind of that service-driven marketing, they tend to be kind of low-budget, low-ticket kind of clients. Like, their mindset's thinking, you know, outsourcing social media management doesn't cost that much. I can't really even afford it, even if it did. So it's kind of low-ticket mindset. And they tend to only just get one thing. They're not buying all of the services. Like, it's very rare that you advertise all of your services on a big menu and someone just walks in and orders the whole menu, right? Like, you don't go to a restaurant and walk in and order the whole menu. It's like, you just go and get your favorite thing. So there's that. And if you can shift more towards the outcomes or the results, the better off you'll be. Because the value is not on the services anymore. The value is on, hey, I'm going to make you $100,000, or I'm going to build a six-figure business for you. What is that worth? Isn't that worth $10,000? Obviously, yes. Anybody would spend $10,000 to make $100,000, or even $50,000, or even $20,000. It's like, who wouldn't spend $10,000 to make $20,000? Everybody would do that all day long. So what are you doing that's going to make somebody see, yeah, you know, if I work with Heather, I'm going to make $20,000, and she's only charging $10,000. What a win, you know, like, or I'm going to make $100,000. And if I do that every year for 5 years, that's $500,000. It's like, that's dramatic value compared to everybody else who's like just trying to sell these services and who knows what's going to happen. So those are five questions that can really help you dial your pricing in. And not so much like a specific number for a specific website, but the bigger picture, meaning like, am I even in the ballpark? Like, can I have a business that I want and the lifestyle that I want and generating the revenue I want? Can I help the clients at the level that they need based on the pricing that I'm charging? And ultimately, that's the big question, is can you help people? Can you do something that helps people based on the price that you're charging? Are you giving yourself the time? Do you have the resources? Do you have the collection of tools that they're going to need in order to be able to have success with your projects? So that's the big deal with pricing. So Heather says she has 10 clients and all of them use all of her services. So that's perfect. That's what you want. You want to have clients that use all your things. So high five to Heather. Boop. Good job for her. So that's the idea. You want people that want all your things. And so is your marketing attracting that? Is it not? And if you're finding that you're kind of struggling with some of these questions, then that's what Double Stack is all about. It's like, how can we make sure that you have a tool set, like a technical tool set that can drive results? So there's a technical component. Your tech stack is part of Double Stack. But then there's also the marketing and business development stack. Like, are you meeting with clients in a way that allows them to see your value, right? Like, a lot of people struggle with that. They say, you know I can do a good job. I've been doing this for 10 years or 15 years or 20 years. Like, I've got a ton of experience. I have degrees, but I can't get clients to see the value. And of course, a lot of the reason for that is the clients that are getting attracted are already thinking of the lower value of the alternative services, like we just talked about, like who you're competing against, what's the next best alternative. You know, those types of things are messing up the client's mindset before they even get to you, and you're attracting those types of people with your marketing. So what we do in Double Stack is we shift it. We stop doing that, and we create stories, like outcome-driven marketing stories that will attract higher ticket clients who probably aren't even looking for websites. They're looking for better businesses. And if you know how to generate that for them, then that's the shift you have to make. So anyway, the big point is we really go through like three giant steps. One is what are the tools you need to do to have access to make sure you can do a good job for people. Then what's the marketing that's going to attract those people? And then the final part is what's the onboarding experience like? Like, how do I meet with them, write proposals, set the pricing? Like, how do I onboard the clients? And once you get those three things dialed in, then you've got a situation where you don't need that many clients. You've got a business structure where you don't have to generate leads all the time. And that ultimately enables you to maximize your own income and maximize the results for your clients, because you don't have to do the free work anymore. You don't have to do the expensive stuff. You don't have to go out there and run ads and, you know, generate leads and create that consistent lead flow. And, you know, that's expensive. It's hard. It's frustrating. And it's ultimately not what you want in this context. Like, if you are running a business on your own or with, you know, two or three other people or something, you have like a small web design agency, you can't be fighting that battle. Like, you don't have the marketing budget for it. Like, the Squarespace and Wix is like, those people are spending millions of dollars trying to attract small businesses who think they want websites. So what we need to do is attract people who really aren't thinking they want websites. They want better businesses. And that's a marketing shift. And when you do it, you are pulling yourself out of the crowd and positioning yourself as an expert, which is ultimately what you want for higher ticket pricing, for longer term client relationships, for better results for your clients, because you know what they really need, because you specialize in what they do. So that's what Double Stack's all about. It's like, how do we make sure that you feel comfortable and confident with a solid set of tools to drive results, so you're not just cranking out websites, you also have the marketing tool set behind it. How do we make sure that we attract clients who are these high ticket, long-term clients? And then how do we make sure that you have that client onboarding experience so that you're not just attracting clients, but you're actually winning them. They're actually becoming paying clients. And when you do that, you know, I don't know, 7 or 8 times over the course of a year, and you've built yourself a six-figure business. And you don't have to find leads anymore because you've got what you want, these long-term clients that you work with on an ongoing basis. So if that sounds good to you, then definitely schedule a time for us to talk. Head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up, and pick a time that works for you. We'll get on the phone for about 45 minutes, and we'll talk about specifically your business. Like, who are you working with? What kind of pricing do you need? And, you know, what kind of skills do you have right now? Where do you need to kind of ramp things up? And let me kind of point you in the direction to make sure that you're getting everything that you need, not just the tech tools and the tech stack part, but also the marketing side as well. And make sure that you've got a business model that's going to work for you, right? So that you're not just spending so much time investing into the marketing and into the structure of a business model that ultimately will never work. Like we talked about before, like this morning, it was about 9 o'clock or not maybe 10 o'clock this morning, I was talking to somebody who had invested all of this time and energy into marketing like $250 websites. And the high-end website were like $2,000. And I was like, well, where do you want to be monthly? Like, well, how much do you need to make this work for you? And he was like, man, I got to get like $10,000 a month to make this work. I was like, well, how many $200 sites do you need to sell to make that happen? It's like, have you thought about whether you could do that? And it's like, when you kind of think it through at that level, you think, oh, wait a minute, I'm fighting a losing battle. Like I can't, even if I win, I still lose, because in order to do that much work to generate that kind of income, I'd just be working like 100-hour weeks or something. So that's what we do. We figure out, how do we make sure that you, when you put your effort into building your business, it's a business that actually thrives with a regular 40-hour week, right? So that's what we want. How do we make all of that stuff come together? And how do we do it as fast as possible so you don't waste all your time and you actually are able to help people right off the bat? So head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll find my calendar pop up. Right after you pick your slot, there'll be a little form. Fill that out and that, you know, give me like a link to your site so I can see what's going on, and just so I can prepare, just so I can get to know you a little bit before we get on the phone. And then we'll get on the phone for 45 minutes, and that 45 minutes, we're going to put together a strategy session. We're going to put together that step-by-step plan for exactly what you need to do in order to bring all of these things together and make all this stuff happen. So anyway, next week we'll get together, talk a little bit more about pricing. But this time, next week, we'll talk about what are your clients thinking more so than what you're thinking. And hopefully we'll be able to kind of blend those two things together and get a really solid picture of how to price your work, especially in our new economy that we've got right now. Awesome, guys. Really enjoyed seeing you guys. It was awesome seeing the comments, especially all Heather's comments today. High five to everybody. Boop. And head over to doublestack.net/call. We'll get on the phone. It'll be awesome. Look forward to talking to you, and we'll catch up again next week. See you guys later.